Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have another scrimmage. Well, I guess we have one official scrimmage. We think there's going to be another scrimmage, but it has not been announced yet and made official. But we do have one that has been made official, and that would be against Auburn. Memphis is going to scrimmage Auburn in the preseason. I believe this will be, is it in Atlanta? That's where they actually played the regular season game a couple of years ago. But it's in Atlanta, and it will be at State Farm Arena, which is of course where the Hawks play. It's an SEC opponent. You know, a nice scrimmage. Penny said, anytime you get a chance to compete against a Final Four team like Auburn, you embrace it. These are the kind of games that prepare you for March. It's a great test for us as we prepare for the season. South Carolina and North Carolina women will play before that game. So it'll sort of be the warm-up to the 7:30 tip there between Memphis and Auburn. Leah Miller-Tooley said, we're excited to work with Memphis for the second year in a row in a great exhibition matchup, helping them gauge their team. Preseason coach Hardaway has done a great job recruiting, and this will showcase their talent early on. It's not a charity event. Obviously, the one here in Memphis will be a charity event. You can get tickets via Ticketmaster. Terrace level, $35. Plaza level, $80. Floors, $205. Courtside row one, $305. And then Hollywood courtside seat, which is between the team benches and the scores table, $355. So whatever your fancy, there are price ranges for everybody. And look, Jason, I think the thing here is we wish this was a regular season game, but it's something. It should help Memphis if, you know, they take it seriously, and why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Memphis has probably cranked up the regular season portion of its schedule as much as other teams are going to allow it to. Penny would love to play, I'm sure, all these SEC teams in the regular season. It's about, you know, having to get them to sign off on that other side. Last year, they were tested. You know, we can talk about the North Carolina game and what it didn't draw, and the hope was you could try it again, and hopefully that's going to – and we can get to it. That's going to really, you know, do what you hoped it would last year in terms of create a buzz when you've got Arkansas in there. But what it did was test you. I mean, that is the part of this. And Penny Hardaway with a new team every single year, you need as many games against quality competition as you can get. With all due respect to the programs that you used to help out, right, Lemoine and Owen, Christian Brothers around here, in terms of playing those exhibition games, these games tune you up more for a season. We never give Memphis, whether it's Ryan Silverfield, Penny Hardaway, time to have a down year anymore, because that's the nature of college athletics. There is no more rebuilding. There's no more resetting where you get a year or two that you're down, especially not when you're Memphis and the investment level. And so that means you got to win now, which means you've got to be prepared for a schedule that we know is going to be tough again. We'll see in terms of how it matches up with last year's fourth toughest in the country. But these games prepare you. Having Auburn and then hopefully Arkansas is going to be something that prepares you chemistry-wise, new team, that you can benefit in a way that you can benefit from come a regular season because it turns up pretty quick.
Yes. No, it absolutely does. And, you know, again, we'll see on Arkansas. We'll see, you know, what they can accomplish there.
I mean, at this point, it'd be kind of terrible for Arkansas and John to back out. I mean, Penny's kind of he's down on one knee.
Yeah.
In terms of that podcast, in terms of the way he approached Cal with it, it was genius, frankly. And to say, no, we're going to get it done for you. Cal basically saying, hey, you got to bring my guys back. I mean, Cal's the one that sort of the ball's in his court. And if it doesn't happen,
right?
You know, sure, maybe it's not all Arkansas. But at this point, you know, if you're Arkansas, you're kind of in there.
Yeah.
It's like you're sort of penciled in there. You hope they follow through.
Yes.
And that's something that we've talked and probably spent, a whole segment on that first day about how big this could be for both programs, but specifically Memphis, because you're still hoping to turn that into a regular season event. You need that to pop off, and so hopefully it does, and Arkansas holds up its end of the bargain. This is not real. Cal should be okay with playing it.
Right, right. And especially, like, I think his whole thing was he wanted to get all the former players back. He wanted to make sure that he could get, you know, some
yes,
of the guys.
Yes, he said it over and over and over again, and Penny kept telling him, we got that.
Yeah, I don't see why they couldn't get – I mean, I don't know exactly who he wants. I guess as many as he can possibly get. But it seems like that would be a very doable thing. So, again, looks like that's going to be two scrimmages for the University of Memphis. They just did the one last year, right? It was just North Carolina. There wasn't another one. So this would be, you know, a little more than usual. But, I mean, a new team, you need as many cracks at it as you can get, you know, because you'd like to stay afloat in that non-conference. You'd like to stay, you know, to have a record that's, you know, above 500 so that when you go into American conference play and you know you're not going to have any opportunities, that you've done at least somewhat enough to have yourself on the right side of the bubble. No guarantees, but, you know, that's what you would like. So I think it's a good strategy. Again, we prefer these to be regular season games, but, you know, we take what we can get. And then the other news for Memphis basketball, and this is sort of, you know, more imminent because – you know, it has a direct impact on the roster, and this is a guy that could probably be your leading scorer. I mean, or certainly second leading scorer. Sincere Parker was back in court today, back in Shelby County General Sessions Court. This is a second court appearance following his arrest earlier this month on charges of aggravated assault and vandalism. And it doesn't seem, Jason, like much came of it. Parth Upadhyay from the Daily Memphian said he spoke to Sincere Parker's attorney, Arthur Horn, and that Horn told him that he's reviewed some reciprocal discovery and will turn it over to prosecutors later today. And Sincere is not going to be back in court until September the 4th. So this seems like it will be in limbo, you know, for the next month and a half until that court date. But unless, you know, it's dropped for whatever reason, which I don't believe it would be. But yeah, so it seems like it's going to be a holding pattern, you know, for the next month and a half for Penny in the program.
Yeah, be interesting to see how they operate because behind the scenes, of course, it's you can operate almost as business as usual because
yeah.
no one's seeing you. You're not having to make a judgment on including him in a game, an exhibition, regular season, whatever it is. If this continues to linger into the season, you're going to have a question at that point, obviously.
Yep.
It feels like. Now, Penny may have already made a decision. Hey, right now you're away from the team, one that we don't know about. I want to put that out there just in case. Because,
yep.
Again, we have not heard, it feels like, yet, unless I've missed it.
I don't think so.
Directly from Penny on how he's going to approach this. We've heard from Arthur Horn, the attorney here, about how he thinks Memphis is going to handle this, right? Didn't we hear that the last go-around?
Yes.
The last appearance, but not from Penny directly.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.